So the Apostle Peter had a question about forgiveness. He asked Jesus how many times a person should be forgiven. And Jesus told the story of a king who wanted to settle his accounts. The first man brought before the king, he owed millions of dollars. And facing imprisonment, the debtor begged for leniency. The king showed pity, and he let him go. And the man left the king's presence with great relief, but forgot to transfer the gift of mercy. That's a challenge for us, isn't it? When we receive mercy, but we don't want to give mercy. Leaving the palace, that same debtor ran into a man who owed him some money, just a few dollars. And he lit into the guy, demanding payment and ignoring the pleas for grace. He had the man thrown into prison. And the word got back to the king, who had the debtor brought back to his presence and thrown into prison. Our passage today explains the king's reasoning. Then his master summoned him and said, "You wicked servant, I forgave you all that debt because you pleaded with me. And you didn't have mercy on your fellow servant as I had mercy on you?" The lesson of this parable is pretty straightforward, isn't it? How can we, who have been shown such great grace, not transfer that grace to others? Or better, in Jesus' words, this is how your Heavenly Father will treat each one of you unless you forgive your brother from your heart. The application is clear. We need to be those who extend grace, and we need to be those who extend forgiveness. And certainly, we need to talk to God about that, because that's not an easy thing to do. So, Father, may we be grace givers, just like we are grace receivers. Help us to be gracious to others and forgiving to others as you have been gracious to us and forgiven us. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.